Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so are you ready for another deep dive? This one is a doozy. We're going deep into a listener's tale of neighbor drama that escalated from like these small little annoyances to like all out war with their neighbors.
Oh, wow.
It's wild. Picture this, right? You move into your dream apartment,
okay.
Top floor, sun-drenched, you know?
Yeah.
And then, bam, your peace is totally shattered by the family that moves in next door.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable.
It really is amazing how fast a place you think is going to be, like, peaceful can turn into, like, a war zone, you know?
Mm.
This case really shows how important it is to talk to each other and be respectful when you're sharing a space, especially in apartments.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This listener was looking for peace and quiet, but what they got instead was a symphony of like thuds and just never-ending barking and even the weird sound of marbles dropping at all hours.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, those kinds of sounds that you just don't expect can be so jarring. It's not like a regular sound that you can kind of tune out. It's like you're always waiting for the next random bang to happen. It can really wear someone down.
Absolutely. And so they finally try talking to the dad next door, right?
Okay.
And they get this super breezy response. So it's like, oh, the dog gets excited. You know, kids will be kids.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Like, I get it. Kids are kids. But an excited dog shouldn't sound like a bowling alley upstairs.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's normal for a parent to defend their family.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just dismiss someone like that, it makes them feel like what they're saying doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You know, like even just saying, hey, I hear you about the noise. Let's see what we can do about it. That would have made a huge difference.
Totally. So get this. The listener tried to just deal with it, right? They used earplugs and a white noise machine and even like timed their walks to avoid the crazy. It just sounds exhausting.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's what people usually do when there's too much noise around. They try to change their own life before actually dealing with the problem.
Right.
But that can make you feel resentful and frustrated.
And let me tell you, things are about to get a whole lot more frustrating. We're talking like a minefield of kids' toys in the hallway, a tiny dog that barks like it's its job, and the first passive-aggressive note shows up. Buckle up, because it's about to get messy.
You know, it's interesting how these little things that bug you can turn into huge problems.
Right.
It's like a snowball.
Wow.
Just keeps getting bigger.
Totally. And in this case, that snowball becomes like an avalanche when the neighbors decide to renovate.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine this poor listener? Their once peaceful apartment turns into a construction zone.
Yikes.
Constant drilling, hammering furniture, scraping.
It's got to be more than the sounds, though.
Right.
It's like you're trapped.
Oh, absolutely. Your home's supposed to be your safe space, right? And now it's like stressful and chaotic.
Exactly.
So the listener tries again to talk to the dad, right? Points out how much chaos this little project is causing.
Yeah.
And guess what? More dismissiveness. It's like he's downplaying the whole thing.
Maybe he doesn't know what to do. Maybe renovations are just stressing him out, and he's not realizing how much it's bothering the listener.
That's possible, I guess. But then things get really strange. We enter the marble mystery.
Oh.
Every single night, like clockwork, the listener hears marbles rolling across the floor above.
Seriously?
It's like something out of a horror movie.
That's wild. I mean, the marbles are one thing, but think about how unsettling that would be.
Right.
Trying to sleep, and you hear that.
Exactly. So the listener asks the dad about the marbles.
Okay.
And he says they don't even own any.
What?
So is he gaslighting? Or is there like a secret squirrel marble club in the attic?
Uh-huh. Maybe it's not marbles. Maybe it's something in the building that just sounds like marbles.
Okay, true. But even if it's an accident, it's still messing with the listener.
Right. It would make anyone feel crazy.
Totally. And this feeling of being powerless, like you can't control the noise in your own home.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
It can make you feel so frustrated.
It's the worst. But here's the breaking point. The listener finally snaps during a family karaoke night.
Karaoke night?
Yeah. It's like midnight on a Thursday. And they're belting out Sweet Caroline at the top of their lungs.
No way.
The listener is at their wit's end. Bangs on the door.
Oh, man.
And what does the dad say? Hey, want to join us?
Are you kidding?
It's almost funny.
Yeah.
But it really shows you how important it is to like be aware of other people's needs.
Right.
What's fun for one person can be a nightmare for someone else.
Yeah. And the dad just totally ignored how much the listener was suffering.
Totally. And things get even worse after that. The neighbors start using the listener's trash bin.
Oh, no.
And then they dump their overflowing trash bags right on the listener's doorstep with a smiley face on the bag. It's like they're making fun of the listener.
Mm. That's messed up. It's so childish.
Yeah.
This is what happens when people are frustrated and stop talking to each other. They just try to get back at each other.
Exactly. It's infuriating. But then there's a glimmer of hope. A moving truck. Could this be the end?
Oh, please let it be.
But wait. It's not what you think.
Wow.
They're not moving out. They're expanding. They bought the unit across the hall to make a home office.
Oh, come on. Talk about rubbing salt in the wound. Now the noise is going to be twice as bad. It's like they're surrounded.
Talk about a no-win situation, right?
It is.
They've tried being reasonable. They tried working around it. And now they're just done.
Yeah.
It's like they have to fight fire with fire.
It is kind of fascinating how the listener goes from wanting peace to doing the exact things that were driving them crazy.
Right.
Shows you how conflict changes people. Makes you act in ways you never thought you would.
So true. And that's exactly what happens. The listener goes from being the victim to like this noise vigilante, late night vacuuming, clog stomping, even using a marble rolling app at 2 a.m.
Whoa.
I know, right? You got to wonder if anyone is thinking straight at this point.
Uh-huh. It's like that whole mirror thing, right?
Yeah.
You end up doing the same things that are bugging you, even the bad stuff.
Yeah, and it's like a primal thing.
Yeah, but it never really helps.
And the funny thing is the listener starts using the dad's little project excuse when the neighbors complain. It's like this whole thing has just spiraled out of control.
Totally. It all started with little annoyances, and now it's this crazy noise war.
It's insane. But the final straw, the thing that really makes the listener snap, involves the dog. This furry little Houdini gets into the listener's apartment and decides to redecorate shredded furniture. You name it.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Like, this is a whole other level of violation.
Totally. At this point, it's just too much.
And the dad, he just shrugs and says, dogs will be dogs. I bet the listener's head almost exploded.
I can imagine. He just keeps blowing off the problem and not taking any responsibility.
Yep, that was it. That's when the listener threatened to sue, packed their bags, and got out of that apartment from hell.
Good for them.
Right. The good news is they find a peaceful house, no shared walls, no marble mysteries, just quiet. But the whole thing really messed with them. They said they still hear marbles rolling, even though it's quiet.
Makes you think how much noise and neighbor problems can really affect you.
It's not just about being annoyed. It messes with your sleep, your focus, everything.
Yeah, it can be really rough.
So what do you think? Could this whole mess have been avoided?
I mean, it's tough, but talking to each other and being willing to compromise is key. If everyone had been more respectful of each other's needs, it might have turned out differently.
Absolutely. It's like they say good fences make good neighbors. Sometimes you just need a little space and some boundaries to get along.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that for some people, noise is a big deal. It's not about being picky. It's about what's okay for you.
So true. Well, that's it for this week's deep dive. Have you ever had a crazy neighbor story?
We want to hear it. Share it with us on social media.
And if you're dealing with a neighbor problem right now, remember, you're not alone. There are people who can help, like mediators or community groups. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's great advice.
Thanks. All right, until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and may your neighborhood be a peaceful oasis.
See?
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.